Keane Kingston is struggling with his ankles, Lisa, so he'll be out for the weekend. And Carl Caulfield, he'll be out. He's suffering with OMS at the moment. He has a calf strain, so he'll be missing as well for this week as well.
Okay.
Apart from that, everyone else is flying.
Good stuff.
We're looking forward to it now, Lisa.
Yeah, good stuff. So that's in fairness, at least it's no new injuries. You've been without the lads for the last game as well. But in a boost, Christopher McCarthy is back available after returning from suspension. So back in contention.
Yeah, Kaká is back in contention now as well, as is Ross Mann. Ross Mann was doing exams down in UL. So he's finished his exams. So, you know, yeah, they're all coming back. The squad trained really well again on Tuesday and Wednesday night, Easter. They know what the situation is for Saturday. We're going to have to kind of maintain the standard of performances that we've had over the last 2 weeks. They've been really, really good, Lisa.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
You know, we kind of have to match that again for Waterford.
Yeah, well, like Waterford hopefully will bring the best out, but you are in a rich vein of form, because rich vein of form, you've won 4 of your last 5, and including, obviously, we spoke at the weekend about that impressive win away to UCD.
Yeah, I think that was probably one of our best performances of the season. You know yourself, Lisa, it's a very big pitch up there. And the aggression and the tenacity of our lads, you know, their willingness to go after UCD when we didn't have the ball. And, you know, we were really creative when we had it. But the fact that we'd done that for 94 minutes on a huge pitch, it just shows how far these lads have come. But, you know, we have a certain way of playing. You know, we're going to have to be really, really aggressive against Waterford. I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean, we have to really go after these boys, win our 50-50s, win our second balls, you know, and then trust ourselves, because I think we've scored in every game so far this season. So, you know, we have a certain level that we have to achieve. If we do that, I think we'll win the game on the weekend, to be honest with you, Leif.
Good. And like Stephen, we've discussed, you know, in a very disappointing form at times, your inconsistency in the past from taking the league leader or getting a big win and taking your foot off the pedal the following week. But I'd imagine that because it's Waterford this week, that you wouldn't have that fear of that this week, or at least there shouldn't be.
No, because and you don't get that sense this week, Lisa. You know, like I said, training has always been very good for us. You know, the lads do a great job with us, for us, and but like the last few weeks especially, you can just sense that the intensity, the tempo, everything is at match pace and beyond. We do it for longer periods and the match lasts, you know, so that gives the lads confidence to go out and chase teams when we don't have it, and be really creative when we do have it. So no, there's real focus on this, because I think Waterford only lost once this season. You know, we've been very good against Waterford and Collins Park. We have a very good record against them in Collins Park. They are a very good side, Lisa. Make no bones about it. They're clear favourites for a reason. But, you know, I've just seen enough of us over the last few weeks to believe that we can beat anybody on our day, and that includes Waterford.
And you look at your last meeting, and back in April, they only beat you 2-1 down there. You know, how far would you say you've come since that performance?
Well, you see, like Lisa, we always say here, like, when you lose, you learn. And, you know, although we lost to Waterford, that was probably a turning point for us in terms of for the boys themselves, because I believe we were a better team on the day, where they were more clinical of us on the day. They got 3 or 4 chances and took 2 of them. That's fair enough. 5 to go, well done. But, you know, we played really well. We created a lot of chances. And after the match, the boys all kind of, we all sat down, we had a look at each other, and we said, OK, they're the favourites. We're as good as them. You know, let's put our heads down and let's have a proper crack off that this week. I think we've come on leaps and bounds since then. Obviously, as you say, you know, there's little bits of patches of inconsistency, you know, but not many. But I think we're really fired up for this game. We have a good, strong squad to choose from. You know, no matter what 11 go out there, you know, I think we'll make the club very proud of us, and the people who come out to support us, we'll make them proud of us as well.
And look, that's a big one this week. You've been, I think, from the off after the win over UCD last week, been trying to drive support for Saturday night. It'll be very important to you at home at St Coleman's Park. Top of the table clash, like, it shouldn't get much better than that, or bigger.
Well, it shouldn't really. And, you know, I believe Waterford are bringing 300, sometimes 400 people to their away matches, which is absolutely fantastic, and it's a credit to them. You know, so we'd like to, you know, we wouldn't like for them to have more people than us at our home game. So, yeah, we're really appealing to the core public in general. Please come out and support us. please give these lads so much encouragement. They've been absolutely fantastic. And Lisa, they represent Cove and they represent Cork every week. And I think if any Cork person was up in UCD next week and watched how hard these lads worked, you know, they would have been very proud of, you know, they're already proud people coming from Cork, but they would have been very proud that these group of lads were representing them the way they went about their business last week. So please come out and give them that push. Just show, you know, that Cork public are behind us. And, you know, we won't let them down in any way, shape or form. I promise you that.